Hey, everybody. You're listening to President Sean's Rotary Roundabout, episode 23 for week 25 of the Rotary Year, December 17th, 2018. Rotarians and friends, I'm Sean Mullen, president of Club 27, the Rotary Club of Des Moines, Iowa. My year of service as president is for the Rotary Year 2018-2019 that began on July 1st. Welcome back to Rotary Roundabout. Thanks for tuning in and to all of you who are offering comments and ideas on this podcast. I appreciate them, so keep them coming. There are several district-wide activities that I and our District 6000 leadership team want you to be aware of that will take place in 2019. President-elect training seminar. This year, NCPETS, which means North Central President-elect training sessions, will be held at the Scheman Building March 14 through 16 on the campus of Iowa State University in Ames. It's an outstanding opportunity for all president-elects and nominees to gain some very valuable information and experience in preparation for their year as club president. District Training Assembly. On March 30th of 2019, DMAC in Newton will be the location for the annual District Training Assembly, and it is designed for club board members, and all others interested in becoming leaders in their clubs. There is no cost, and the information and help will be provided to be very valuable for those potential members. One Rotary Summit video. District Governor Nerick has noted that the taping of the video has been completed and now is in the editing process. Once that has been completed, it will be sent out to all presidents to share at club meetings for Rotary this year, so be on the lookout for that as well. District 6000 Fun Conference, Rotary Rocks. On May 2nd through 4th, all District 6000 members will be invited to meet for fun and Rotary learning experiences in West Des Moines at the Sheraton Hotel. Thursday night will be an additional social event at the hall in Valley Junction in West Des Moines. There will be food and refreshments and a fundraiser for Iowa Most. Friday and Saturday activities will be at the Sheraton. Saturday is a family day. All Rotarians are invited to have some fun and network with other District 6000 Rotarians by attending this fun event. The conference committee members have been busy planning a great conference. Be on the lookout for more information that will be shared soon. Finally, Governor District Nerick expresses thanks to everyone who has helped and participated in World Polio Day and the bike ride to end polio. He says our district has been actively involved with the Rotary goal for eradicating polio. It is something of which we should all be very proud. You are part of an outstanding Rotary legacy. Additionally, Governor Nerick says we also want to thank all clubs and members for being such gracious hosts during their visits. He says it's been a very inspirational experience in so many ways and that he and his wife are extremely proud of all of us. Have a wonderful holiday season with your family and friends from Governor Nerick. This week's meeting is our annual holiday party. Again, in a shameless self-promotion, the Des Moines Vocal Arts Ensemble will be featured as a group for this party. I hope that you'll plan to attend. We'll recognize those who have attained Paul Harris Fellowship status as well as perfect attendance milestones. This year, we'll present those who have attained 10 or more years of perfect attendance with badges. Our focus going forward is to acknowledge perfect attendance in accordance with Rotary International's guidelines. The International Service Committee will be meeting this Thursday at 7:30 a.m. at the headquarters of the Iowa Red Cross chapter at 2116 Grand Avenue in Des Moines. That's a wrap on this episode of Rotary Roundabout. Feel free to let me know what you'd like to have featured or other ways that I can make this medium more beneficial to our club. And if you're enjoying these podcasts, please share and pass them along to others who might enjoy them. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to seeing you around Rotary.